Education and organized labor campaigned and celebrated together this election season. City College of San Francisco professor and union president Elisa Messer said this was a natural collaboration.
That's right. Well, we think they go together because, of course, the folks who do the work are the folks who are educating students and who are serving students and working to make sure that students have access to education and quality education.
The stakes were high. The future of City College of San Francisco depended on the success of both Measure A and Proposition 30. Their opponents included the billionaire Koch brothers, who gave $11 million to defeat Prop 30 and pass Prop 32, which would have restricted union donations to political campaigns. In the end, No on 32 managed to outspend the support by about $13 million, which is rare to see.
Workers are always outspent about 15 to 1. We walk the streets, we get on the phones, we try to elect the candidates that help working men and women.
That's Tim Paulson, executive director of the San Francisco Labor Council. He was in high spirits, and he had a reason to be. California Propositions 30, 32, and San Francisco's Measure A all eventually went in his favor.
This is what happens when workers really want to get together and protect their rights at work and their civil liberties. So we're very excited about where it's moving, but it's not over yet, and America has not changed enough yet. But I think that when we organize, we win.
Looking around last night at the diverse crowd, it was clear that building this coalition is what helped them succeed. For KALW News, I'm Allie Budner in San Francisco.